We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI, of course, Super Bowl 53. Sunday here in Atlanta, Westwood One has the radio call. You can hear that on Sports Radio WEEI. With one of the finest play-by-play announcers in the United States of America, Kevin Harlan, who's our guest. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, Dale. Wouldn't be the same. 3 years in a row, four of the last five. Here we are.
So what was a bigger deal for you? Calling your ninth straight Super Bowl this year, which you will do, or working with Olivia on Monday Night Football earlier this year?
Oh, my daughter, that was pretty special. Thank you for bringing that up. We're so proud of her. My wife and I are, and she's with ESPN. She's not yet turned 25. She's on the college crew with Jason Benetti,
yep,
and is a college sideline football reporter doing college basketball for him, too. And I say, you know, what you're doing now, this doesn't happen. I mean, you've been really blessed with a wonderful opportunity, and she knows it. She gets it. She's learning. She loves the challenge. You know, she's stayed as humble as she can. But she's, I mean, I think she realizes, boy, this is a wonderful accomplishment for someone so young. But you're nice to say that. Thank you very much.
Lots of storylines to choose from in this one. Is there one that jumps out to you? Is it the age of the quarterbacks, the coaches? Is it something else?
I am so tired of I've got Patriot fatigue. I'm tired. I'm so tired of this. In an age where the NFL is set up for this not to happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
High-priced quarterbacks and salary caps and everything else, and winning teams don't draft as well. So here's a team that's going for the third consecutive year, 4-5. They've won five. They're going to their ninth with the same coach, same quarterback. They don't have high draft choices. You look at their roster, it changes every year. They get guys from West Alabama and who knows where and what's them out of you. I mean, they just sign these guys off the street, and they make it work every single year. And I don't think that the country is embracing the excellence. If we widen the lens and see this Patriot team and what they've done and what this coach has put together with his system and how they've just been so consistent and they don't blink and they just follow what they're – listen, we're never going to see it in our lifetime again. I guarantee you this. This is never happening again. So let's embrace history. Let's say, how lucky were we to witness this wonderful run? People thought when Lombardi had the Packers or when Noel had the Steelers in the 70s or when Walsh had the Niners that we would never see that kind of dynasty. We've not only seen it, we've seen it like generationally. I mean, this is unbelievable. I feel honored to be there watching this game, calling the game.
And you talk about people should be able to embrace it. And I think another thing people don't embrace is that the fact that I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon.
It doesn't look like it, does it?
And that, to me, is something that, you know, that I think gets kind of overlooked and swept under the rug. It's always like, all right, this is the last one. No, when you look at this team and kind of how they put it together, I still see this thing going for the next, three or four years.
Take yourself out of the equation. How many Hall of Famers has Tom Brady played with, and how many has Belichick coached?
All right, well, I'm going to take my cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was good.
We'll take you
right,
and Brady and Gronkowski out of the equation,
okay,
right? Okay, how many?
I would say
Randy Moss.
Limited time.
Limited, and okay. Seau and Revis. Okay, let's take it, because those are little speed bumps.
Right,
yeah,
right,
blips,
right.
Now, are you strictly talking offensive players?
Oh, no. I'm talking anybody. Yeah. Maybe Ty Law. Maybe.
Ty Law, Seymour.
Adam Vinatieri.
Maybe Richard Seymour. Yeah.
Vinatieri.
Vinatieri will be.
He will be. But most of his career has been with.
In Indy.
Yes. Yeah.
Harrison, maybe Rodney Harrison.
Maybe.
I would like it, but it's not. Yeah.
Maybe. How many did Walsh coach? How many did Landry? How many did Noel?
Sherry,
I mean, right?
Rice.
That's my point. Yeah. That's, and what you guys, I say this every year. Daryl's getting tired of me saying it. I'm just shocked. Every time I make out my Patriots spotting boards, they're different guys every year.
Yeah,
and I go,
right.
Who's Jonathan Jones and who is J.C. Jackson? Who are these guys? And they're starters. They're playing. They're credible guys,
right,
and they fit. And he makes them fit.
You've been able to call some iconic moments, thanks to the Patriots. Iconic ends of games, you know, Malcolm Butler, yep. James White in overtime. And how do you prepare yourself for that moment, that call?
I said the other night, I was watching weird. They were showing a bunch of wide receiver passes and fake punts and personal protector direct snaps and wildcats. And I was saying, by God, back up here, buddy. Connect the dots. So, in other words, you don't get too far ahead of the play. You don't rush the play when you're setting it up. You're as a play-by-play guy knows this. I think with these two teams in particular, because there's a lot of deception, a lot of smoke and mirrors, I think it's connect the dots. Be slow in the cadence and follow it, play, you know, movement by movement, because anything could happen at any time. And that's kind of the scary thing. We're on the 5-yard line, 7 stories up, and I'm looking through binoculars. And as you know, because you've done it, that is not an easy chore.
No.
With these two teams that have got 18 moving parts in every play and no one in the same place in consecutive plays, that's a little bit scary.
And the one thing it seems like it's consistent with the Patriots in the Super Bowl, close game.
Always a close game.
You're not filling a lot of time in the second half in these games.
Brady's coming back to win the game or make it close.
Right. We don't want that.
Want
a blowout.
I don't know how anybody can deny that Belichick's face isn't up there in the Mount Rushmore and that Brady's is. I mean,
right. You would be.
And you know what? We're gonna look back in 20 years, and hopefully we're all around in 20 years, and we're gonna say, God, we were treated to this excellence for so long, and I guess we appreciate, in Boston you do, and where you are, but as a I love history. And to watch what they're doing is, to me, just it's almost indescribable. The consistency they've shown, how they've done it year after year after year, it's amazing.
Well, there's no other, not just in football, but in any other sport.
No.
There's never been that type of dynasty.
I mean, we've had like 2-3, 3-4, but then it's over.
Right.
John Wooden in UCLA basketball was the last time you saw something like that.
Well, and he had a great assistant coach named Sam Gilbert who was there, and he was helping with all the
well, some yeah, things. Yeah.
And basketball was a little bit different back in, you know, when he was coaching.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a couple 7-footers in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Walton. It's like
the NCAA had grandmothers that were their investigators at that time. They were not putting the clamps down on them.
It's like Will Chamberlain with the Kansas.
Yeah. Well, I went to Kansas. Easy there. Yeah. Easy. Hold on.
We've been playing your highlights for years now, and I hope we got a bunch of real good highlights to play from this weekend. The call on Sports Radio WEEI, and it's a pleasure to visit with you.
Oh, Dale, you know what I feel about you.
Appreciate
as a friend and as a pro. I'm a big fan of yours. Thank you for having me. I'm so glad you guys get to carry it when it's the hometown.
Perfect.
I know it.
That's
thrilled. That's great. Thank you, guys.
Kevin Harlan joining us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here on Sports Radio, WEEI.
Patriots, Rams. Listen to the game Sunday right here. Now back to Dale and Keefe, live from Radio Row in Atlanta on Sports Radio, WEEI.
I'm going to say it's going to be 33-30. The Rams on the Zerline last-second field goal from about 40-plus yards away, Skip.
I am taking the Patriots 37-35.
27-23 is my pick for the game on the Rams' side.
Do you think he gets the 6th ring?
Yeah, I think there's a great chance. It's hard to go against Brady.
Super Bowl prediction, you can't go against Tom Brady and the Patriots, but I am. Because I'm going to go with Lieb and Todd Gurley and all my buddies. You know, I know how it feels to win Super Bowl, and I know how life-changing and magical that is. So I want those guys to experience that. And MVP, I'm going with Gerald Everett, you know, number 81 tight end. You know, he's going to get a lot of balls. You know, if he can get in the end zone 2 or 3 times, go for over 200 is his.
Wake cracked up again.
Did you say go for over 200?
Right.
Vaughn Miller's got a tight end.
Hold on, because statistically.
Yeah, pull that up. Has he ever done that? So if he goes for 3 touchdowns, that's like Rossi's Madden pick.
Yeah, those are Madden numbers.
But at least Gronk has done it in the past.
What's up?
Gerald Everett was his MVP pick?
Yes.
I do feel better listening to all those guys pick the Rams, because anytime everybody picks one team, then I don't like that. But at least we're getting more and more Rams picks on the record.
Okay. So you're rooting for the Rams. Are you picking the Rams? Or circle back to
that? I got to pick the Rams. I can't root for them and pick the Pats.
I don't know. It's Brady and Belichick.
I will go... Probably not as high as the Patriots always play. These games are always close.
Yes, they are.
How about 28-20? How about 27-20 Rams? Something like that.
There it is.
All right,
Gerald, like a mad dog on the record. Yeah, Gerald Everett. What's he doing?
33 receptions
all season.
On this season.
Okay.
320 yards.
I'm sorry. So 320 total yards on the season.
Total yards.
And Vaughn's saying he's going to get 200.
Yes, and three touchdowns on the end.
Okay. Well, he's going to need to take those numbers and put them into the Super Bowl, and then he's the MVP.
Yeah, because Von Miller had him at 200 yards reception.
And three touchdowns, he said.
Hey, listen. I mean.
Go big or go home.
Good
for Von.
You know, I had 14 catches on the air, and I caught 10 balls in one game, so I guess anything's possible.
It can happen. Good point.
Tecmo Bowl played the game.
Well, okay.
They played the game on Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo Bowl?
Yes.
Old school.
How the hell? Right. Who is that? Eric Dickerson?
No. They have this year's roster. Here's what they say will happen. They say wide receiver Philip Dorsett fumbles with under a minute remaining in the game.
Get him out.
Rams linebacker Bryce Hager recovers it, returns it for a touchdown as time expires to give the Rams a 24-21 win.
I feel like Bryce Hager's mostly a special teams guy. I could be wrong. But hey,
he is.
Nice little Baylor player, right? Mm-hmm. Bryce Hager.
So Cook fumbles in Tecmo Bowl.
No. Philip Dorsett does.
Philip Dorsett does.
So if the game's close under a minute, you got to take him out, right?
Yeah.
You got to just say, I'm not going to mess around with this stuff. They already said so.
Because I didn't even know he was on Tecmo Bowl.
No, I guess you can update the roster.
I thought it was like Irvin Fry. I thought he meant like.
That's a different roster back then.
Yeah,
sure.
That's what I thought he was going to. Tecmo Bowl. I maybe Madden, I would have been like.
Madden,
okay.
Rossi's going to do that tomorrow. Right. Rossi's got some free time.
Tecmo Bowl figured they better get in early because nobody's going to believe it's
them
if otherwise.
So there you go. But there's a lot of national people picking the Rams, but I think it's only because they're rooting for them. I mean, even Mad Dog said it.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for them.
Right. People are not picking base.
Oh, anybody outside of New England.
Right,
well,
but.
And New Orleans. New Orleans rooting for the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yes.
They hate that the Rams are there.
Yeah.
Right, but I people are not picking the Rams, you know, nationally or wherever, based off of like, okay, here's how they'll beat the Pats, or here's what, you know, he's going like who was that? Was that Von Miller?
Goes, that was Von.
Yeah, I want my boys to win. The Pats have won too much.
He played with the keep to leave.
Yeah,
it's like
I don't want to see the Pats win anymore. They won too much. Let somebody else win. So I'm going with the Pats. It's like not really like you're not giving like an educated analysis of why you're going with them.
Definitely not. Just a hope and a prayer, really. But I'm surprised because the Rams had a better record in the regular season. The Rams have they had a higher scoring offense in the regular season.
But I think it's the way they
opened up as favorites for like a second, and then all the money came in on the Patriots, so
right.
They went.
I think it's kind of how they finished their year. If you look at how they finished the season, especially Jared Goff, and then you look at how kind of the Patriots finished their season and into the postseason, and a lot of it is dealing with the Patriots in their past couple of weeks and their performance. Like, you know, everybody's like, oh, yeah. I like the Chargers. The Chargers would be good. And then the Pats come out and completely stomp them, and everybody's like, whoa.
Yeah, that was eye-opening.
And Brady's playing well, and now it's like, wait a second. And then they go to KC, and nobody picks them to win. They go, you know, they go down there, and they're in control of that game. Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when Brady throws an interception on the goal line, they could have won a 14-0. And at one point, they could
have been 21-0.
21 and a half time. So I think, you know, people were looking like, wait a second, this team has just shot themselves in the foot a couple times. And I think that's why people are looking at the Patriots going, wait, gee, we didn't see this team all regular season, but this is a completely different team.
But you know what a big part of that is, too, Wig? I have never seen a team this healthy at this stage of a season.
Yeah, they're very healthy. Yeah, and health is a major. We all know that what health plays into every single game. And when you look at it, clearly everybody talked about Brady's health, but I mean Brady hasn't been touched. If he had a flag on, I don't think anybody would have grabbed his flag in the last 2 weeks.
It really is something else. And Sony Michel's also looked really good. And one of the things is the Rams against the run in the regular season, not all that impressive. But Ndamukong Suh also wasn't that impressive in the regular season. They're different now. They held Ezekiel Elliott in check in the divisional round, and then they did a good job against the Saints running back. I mean, those are two of the better backs.
But
or
you know what I thought about that Saints game, and this is where I think might be able to play into the Patriots' favor. If you look at that Saints game, they were a little bit scared offensively, the way they were calling plays. And just the
Rams were, you're saying?
I think both the Saints and the Rams, they were playing real conservative in that game. You know,
the Rams were affected by the crowd noise early in that game. You could tell. They were all
out
of their mind.
Jared Goff didn't know it was going to be loud in the dome.
It was very weird.
But you notice, but by being affected by crowd noise, it doesn't mean you have to play conservative. There were times it was like 3rd and 5 and they're running the ball. It's like that's when you know that a team is just playing conservative and they're like, we're playing for field position rather than, hey, let's just go out there and do what we do.
I'll also say this, and I think once you kick the football off on Sunday night, you're as cranked up as you can be.
Right.
But I do think Brady's got a little extra oomph this year. A friend of mine who would be in a position to know said, Brady talks and acts like he did the year he got suspended for 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, I'll show you. Oh, I'm too old. I'm too slow.
Oh, he's fed into that for
sure. He has really fed into it.
Dale, you're plugged in, huh? You got a friend there who's talking to Brady about Lola. I mean, I don't even get that from Tom. I just get, hey, appreciate it, man. but I can see what you're saying. And that's why I say there's a different aura with this team. There's a different aura.
It does seem different. Like the last 4 games that they've played.
Right.
You know, we kind of wrote off Jets and Bills, but they sort of had a bit of a turning point after the back-to-back losses.
Right.
And they've looked so much better since then.
But then Tom going like, oh, everybody say, what was that after the Kansas City game when he's like, everybody says we suck?
No, that was after the Chargers game.
The Chargers game. And everybody says we suck. We can't do this. We can't do that. So you know that they're hearing that. And when you hear that, now as a player, you want to do everything in your power to prepare, be ready to go mentally and physically. So,
I mean, Edelman mic'd up screaming at Brady, going, you're too old, you're too old. Like, you could tell they're using all of this stuff.
And you could see it in the way they're playing. And the way they're preparing and everything. That's why I said when I saw a lot of those guys, it's just a different aura around this team. And that's why I just, like, I feel confident about this game.
I mean, I guess you could get punched in the face if you're the Patriots, as cranked up as you may be, as dedicated as you are to helping Brady get that 6th Super Bowl championship. You know, Brandon Cooks beats you for a 75-yarder because he gets by the defense, and who
right,
knows?
But they've dug themselves holes before.
Right, but that would mean, Dale, that they would have to, that's what we talked about earlier. They would have to completely just have meltdowns, guys running free, where it is Gerald Everett all of a sudden having 200 yards receiving because, you know, he's got an 80-yard touchdown and another 70. They would have to completely melt down. And even if they were to completely melt down on defense, I still see them. It would be like Philadelphia last year. They had a complete meltdown and going blow for blow. Unless it's just one of those Baltimore Ravens games of 09 where you're like, first play, boom, touchdown, interception.
That game was over immediately.
I mean, Shaq Mason, a great offensive lineman for the Patriots, gets beat for the strip sack on the key play of the game last year.
Right. And they had been playing a great game, the offensive line, and that's how you look at the game. And you look at that play and you go, there's no doubt in my mind if you just hold up and you do what you do and even if you give up a sack, that Brady is able to go down and they're able to win the football game.
Right.
And that was even as bad as they played defensively. One stop, you win that game.
Now, you talk about how the game comes down to the kicker a lot of times. You may not want it to. You know, a lot of fans may not want it to, but it does. And that happened, you know, the Saints – the Rams win over the Saints. They had to tie it and then to win it in overtime. Legatron, he's good from 57. Looked like it was good from 67 in the dome. Guskowski, we've seen it. He missed a field goal and an extra point last year. He's missed extra points in conference championship games.
Yeah, he's been
shaky. He's missed some kicks in these playoff games. So you think you'd have to give the advantage to the Rams there, wouldn't you?
I would say in the kicking department, you would be like
both
you know,
guys. I mean, who knows how many punts you'll get, but both guys are better.
You're right, but you're looking at that, and then But we've seen Gostkowski make big kicks before.
He has. He's not a slouch.
Right. And when you look at the game and you factor those things in, and those are the plays, like I said, those are the plays where you make those major mistakes. You know, with us in Carolina and the Super Bowl 38.
Right.
You can't
You're messing around, ball is out of bounds.
You can't kick the ball out of bounds against, you know, you got to kick it deep and, you know, try to make them go a little bit longer. And those are just.
I wonder if either team gets, because you would think with the leg strength of both guys in the dome, you could go touchback every time if you wanted
to. Right, but the Patriots, they don't always do it.
But I wonder if you
They don't want to.
Right. But I wonder if you get cute with that, because that's the kind of thing that could burn you and it could flip the field position.
It burnt the Patriots in the AFC Championship game when they squibbed, like they kind of like fluttered the kick, and the backup tight end there ends up running it and for like 20 yards.
Yeah,
or something.
Think they outthink themselves a lot. I mean, and now
puts them in field goal range. You know,
I'm
like, kick it out of bounds, get the ball to 25 yard line, and let's go. You know,
I don't think this will come down to a special teams play. I mean, I don't think it'll be a game-winning field goal or a game-winning field goal miss. Special teams are important. I'm not saying that they're not. I just don't think it'll come down to a kick.
But the game, you're right, it may not be a game-winning kick, but it might be you miss a field goal or an extra point in the second quarter, and then you're kind of chasing those points the rest of the way.
That's Denver AFC Championship, 2015?
Yeah, exactly.
He misses the extra point early in the game.
And now you're going for two.
And now you're at the end of the game.
They lose 20-18, or they'd be in their fifth straight Super Bowl on Sunday.
Right. Exactly.
Right. You know, and those are the things I think what Rich is talking about, where it comes down to kickers, and we've seen Gostkowski have some issues with, you know, whether it's, you know, an extra point. And Adam talked about, Vinatieri talked about, you know, the extra point is no longer a chip shot, even though it's still technically.
Yeah, the percentages are high, but they're not 100%.
Right. And when you look at the kicking game and you factor that in, and like we talked about, the Pats love to try to kick it to the 1 yard line or that kind of thing. And that just leads to, you know, maybe a guy returning it to the 40 yard line, and now they only need, you know,
15 yards, really.
For an opportunity to kick a field goal to tie the game at halftime, or maybe go up by three, those type of things.
And I'm saying they're in field goal range at like the 40.
Right,
the Rams are. I mean, with that guy that they have. So I mean, that's even less. You pick up two first downs, and now you're kicking a field goal.
So we all unanimously picked the Patriots to win.
We did.
Yeah.
And by the way, in our picks when we picked the MVP, the stipulation was you couldn't pick Tom Brady.
That's the chalk pick.
Yes,
that's obviously. So I mean, it's always the quarterback.
I think Dale probably would have the best chance of winning that. Prop bet with that pick because you
James
went with
White
James
pick.
White.
Yeah.
You went with Gilmore.
I did. That's a little off the board.
Yeah,
it's a good value there, though.
It's good value. He's gonna need a pick six.
He absolutely is gonna need a pick six.
You know,
and it needs to be a low scoring game where neither quarterback really lights, or Brady specifically doesn't light it up, but they still win.
I picked Edelman, so I need.
See, that's doable too.
But that means Brady doesn't have a great game, and Edelman has an amazing game. He's the number one.
What if he returns the punt? There you go.
Yeah, that pact is in.
That'll help you out.
He has one of the Deion Branch games, you know, 12 catches, you know.
A buck 30,
buck 50, two touchdowns. And, you know, Brady only throws for like 2.25.
Yeah.
Wig, I said earlier this week, if that happens, if Julian Edelman does what you just described.
Right.
I think that talk about Hall of Fame is reignited. Because it's going to add to an already very impressive postseason record for him.
Right. What's going to hurt Julian is going to be the regular season statistics.
Yeah, for
you know,
sure.
I think he's only at about 5,000 receiving yards in his career, and yeah, that's going to be the biggest thing. Where you know,
yeah,
a
the
lot
touchdowns
of those,
aren't there.
Yeah, a lot of those Hall of Famers, you know, they're in, you know, 10, 12, you know, 1,000 yards receiving throughout their career. So that's going to be, I think, his biggest thing because he's mainly worked that slot, you know?
Yeah.
And he doesn't necessarily have – he might have a 7-8 catch game for 80 yards where they're all big third down conversions or that kind of thing. He doesn't have the 175-yard game like that outside guy would have because he had a 60-yard go route.
And I'm not going to go back through all of it again, but there are guys in the Hall of Fame now who are really only in there for postseason. I mean, Joe Namath is Exhibit A.
Right, but he's a quarterback, right?
They're viewed a little bit higher.
I think the quarterback, you know, that value, like, it tends.
You could make an argument Terry Bradshaw is in there for postseason.
right? Another quarterback.
Season. Yeah.
I guess the
but he had more accolades in the regular season, though. Edelman, it's all playoffs.
Right.
And the numbers are great, but it's all playoffs. Like, he's not even a Pro Bowler, whereas at least Namath and Bradshaw made Pro Bowls.
And the problem becomes when you're dealing, I think about, is there really even a slot receiver in the Hall of Fame? And if there is, who is that guy? I mean, I can't think of one off the top of my head. But you have to think like a slot receiver, a guy that's kind of, you
know. What was Steve Largent, do you think?
But Steve Largent had like 12,000 yards
receiving. No, but I'm just saying, wasn't he kind of a slot receiver? And
I don't know. I mean, you see Steve Largent catch a lot of balls outside those numbers.
I was going to say, like on the highlights that I remember are kind of on the outside.
Yeah, you know, so and that, to me, that's the biggest thing. But is when you look at the numbers, right? Hall of Fame, when you talk about Hall of Fame now, guys are going to get in because of numbers that probably don't deserve to be in there. Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
No, he should not be, but he will be.
He's going to get in for two games.
He'll get in for two games. Plus, he has a ton of passing yards because he's played
so long.
Right? Phillip Rivers will probably get in.
Yeah.
As a Hall of Famer, you know. And
so that
becomes a statistically. And with Edelman, he just doesn't have the statistically – the regular season. Off the postseason, make a case.
He's had 2,000-yard seasons and one 100-catch season.
Isn't he like at like 5,000 yards throughout his career?
Yeah.
Like five and some chains? He has a lot of catches, though. What's he have, like
he has
600 catches?
499.
499?
So he's knocking on the door.
Right. And look at Steve Largent's numbers.
I was just trying to think of consider kind of a slot
receiver. That's the thing.
He had 13,000 yards and he had 100 touchdowns.
Yeah, it's like you think wide receivers. Like, Steve Largent, Edelman should get in. Then you look at Steve Largent's numbers.
My God, never mind.
Yeah.
Take it back.
Although the one guy who said that Julian Edelman should be considered for the Hall of Fame is Jerry Rice. I kind of give that guy some credence.
I think he'd know a little bit of something.
I don't know. Have you ever heard him as an analyst? He was terrible.
Yeah, as an analyst.
He was awful.
he wasn't very good.
No, but
he knows the position, I would think.
He knows the position, but what is he going to say? I mean, I think it's just an easier thing to say than just ripping players. Why not? Because he's seeing Edelman's the closest guy to him for the postseason thing. So I think that's a nice thing to say.
But Dale, I think you make a good point because it becomes – What is the criteria? I feel like the Hall of Fame is watered down now.
That's fair. I think
and it's
all
get
of
worse.
Them are. All of them are
right.
Watered
so
down.
Now, if it's like, all right, well, if we're gonna water it down, then maybe we can.
But I don't want to water it down, and I don't like the. And I understand why you do comparisons, but if they made a mistake before, that doesn't mean we'll let him in. Like the Basketball Hall of Fame is the worst one. Like this guy's in. Well, this guy's better than him. You're like, well, yeah, but that guy shouldn't be in there anyway. It's giving somebody a bad contract in the NFL.
Right.
Like, well, he makes this much. Like, well, yeah, but they were dumb. They were dumb to pay him that much.
But now you have to, if you're gonna like, you know, water it down in a sense. Does a guy now, because of his postseason success and what his numbers he's been able to do, that should factor into it? You know,
it does factor in.
We keep out a lot of quarterbacks or whatever because they haven't won the Super Bowl. When we talk about Hall of Fame talk,
right?
What else you got coming up next? Sports
now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Radio WEEI.
Back to Radio Row in Atlanta, getting you ready for Super Bowl 53. It's Dale and Keefe right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, a couple of things that we didn't get to.
What else you got?
Sort of a hectic day. I'll start with this one just because it's game-related.
Let's do it.
You don't have enough to worry about, right? About Johnny Hecker, who's, you know, a potent weapon.
A weapon.
The LA Rams.
Yeah, what else?
According to his special teams coach, John Fossil, if they call on Johnny Hecker to throw a pass on a fake punt, he can throw with either hand.
Come on.
Yeah.
So Johnny Hecker is an ambidextrous fake punt passer. As if Bill Belichick doesn't have enough to think about.
I was going to say, and if he could punt with both legs, he'd be on the Patriots.
I mean, is there anything this guy can't do.
He's going to be a factor in the game on Sunday?
Good he throws.
Hey, we might find out. We might out on Sunday. Roll to his left.
He's right-handed?
Yes.
So I wonder how good he is with his left hand.
I'll tell you what John Fossil said, his special teams coach. He said, Patrick Mahomes' lefty pass has nothing on what Hecker can do.
Yikes.
But did you see Patrick Mahomes' lefty pass? He threw it like 3 yards.
Yeah, I was going to say. He kind of pushed it.
I could throw left-handed, too.
Yeah, that's what you're calling it.
If that's the case,
that's
what it takes to be ambidextrous, I guess I'm ambidextrous, too.
What else you got?
I just want to recap everybody on our picks. We had already done this a week ago. We, as a group, the Dale Keefe Show, we have put in 600 clams on the Patriots -3. So that is our main bet. And then if you look at the prop bets, the prop locks by our guy Shime Time, he had three of them. It was Shime over 11.5 third down conversions in the game, correct?
Correct, sir.
It was James Devlin gets a carry.
Yes, that is correct.
And then what was your third one?
The third one was James Harden's points, assists, and rebounds combined Saturday night against the Jazz versus Patriots and Rams total points.
And you have Harden having more, right?
So let's keep track
of those Monday. We'll have all of our prop locks ready to go, see what the record is.
We are wheels up just minutes from now.
How are we getting home, Dale?
We're going on rec tricks.
Can't wait.
That's pretty good.
We're going to be on the private plane.
Uh-huh.
We are headed home. I'll be home for dinner tonight, for crying out loud.
Although,
based on how we ate coming down here, I might not feel like eating
dinner. You might be dinner time.
When I get home.
Yeah, I'll be home for my kids' hockey game.
Nice.
But I said it. I mean it. I'm only traveling rec tricks from here on out.
That's it.
I don't know how I'm going to pay for it.
But you'll figure it out.
I have a giant bill.
You'll figure it out.
Well, our thanks to Doug Lane, who engineers this whole thing for hours and hours and hours on end. Chris Curtis, Joe Zarbano producing at this end. Our guy Jason Rossi, Chris Scheim, Lucy Burge back there. We appreciate all of their help, and they make it easy for us.
All the guests, good guests
all the guests.
Week.
We've had great guests all week long as well. Enjoy the game, everybody. OMF is coming up next after we say goodbye.
Oh, a little something special then the show, Dale, actually.
Okay.
And then we'll
let's
get
hear
to goodbye.
Hey, I wrote a song. The name of it's Irish Lightning. It's about Tom Brady. Listen up, listen up. We know the score. We have a super quarterback with one mighty roar. Call me old, call me slow. You say I'm done.
And it goes on and on. Whatever.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you
for stopping by.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.